रामाय राम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः। अरण्यकांड चैप्टर नंबर 53 सीता रिब्यूक्स रावण। द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ। सीता'स आईज रेड विद एंगर एंड वीपिंग ओवरबॉर्न विद ग्रीफ एंड ट्रेम्बलिंग विद फियर शी टर्न्ड अपॉन रावण एंड क्राइड Base wretch who could stoop to run away with me in stealth, lying in wait for a chance for Rama and Lakshmana to absent themselves from the house? Are you dead to all sense of shame? Full well do I see that the golden deer was but a creation of your magic to lure away the princess. You would abduct me and yet dare not show yourself before them? Jatayu, the old and beloved friend of my dear father-in-law, did his very best to save me from you and was slain in the attempt. You did well to brag before me your titles, lineage, your ancestry and fame. You make a nice hero that defeated entire battle a weak, defenseless girl. Verily, your valor and prowess are beyond description. It is most wonderful to see that shame touches not your heart in the least, to think that you have stolen the wife of another when he was not there to punish you. You call yourself a warrior of matchless strength and might, and yet would stoop to this low and wretched trade. The world will for all time brand you as a monster of cruelty, a miserable sinner, a low, sneaky thief. What has become of your boast, your brag of tearing up the earth, drinking the oceans dry, and staying the sun and moon in their course? Fie upon you! Call yourself a thing? Words fail me to describe your heinous act that has blackened for all time the fair fame of the Rakshasa race. Fie! Fie! What can one do with a fellow to whom mad terror lends wings? Stay for a while and count the few remaining moments of your wicked existence. Your kin, your armies, and yourself are sure to be annihilated the moment you come under the glances of Rama and Lakshmana. Dare you stand before the arrows of the heroic princes? Do you believe that little birds can fall into the heart of a roaring forest conflagration and escape with life? Have nothing to do with me. Take me back if life and happiness are dear to you. Think well and clearly, and you will not fail to see that I speak in your best interests. Should you persist in your mad attempt, my husband and his brother will not fail to offer you a victim to their wrath. Low thief, what infinite trouble do you undergo and all to abduct me? But rest assured that you do but labor in vain. Fool, see not that I have no life apart from Raghunatha, endowed with the beauty and might of the very gods. Would I place myself in the power of their mortal foe? You are blind to what conduces to your fame and happiness, even as a man with the seal of death on his brow who feeds upon unhealthy and dangerous substances. Those that draw near the mansions of death cultivate a causeless hate of everything good and beneficial to themselves. One can see with half an eye that the noose of death tightens round your neck when your heart shuns not the danger that stares you in the face. I am sure that you behold trees of gold, the terrible Vaitarani with its roaring torrents of blood and dreadful forests of Asipatra. Do you catch a view of the Shalmani that glows with a white heat, covered with emerald leaves, golden flowers, and sharp thorns of iron? Do you deceive yourself with the thought, the present and the joys it yields are enough for me, the future I leave to take care of itself? Just tell me how long you hope to live, having labored so hard to earn the enmity and anger of the noble-souled Raghava. Have you heard of anyone drink to the dregs a cup of deadly poison and long survive it? My husband has bound you tight with the noose of death, and there is none who can free you from it. Where would you flee from his wrath? Saw you not how Khar, Dushan, and the 14,000 Rakshasas of Janasthan fell a prey to his arrows? How long was he at it? How was he mounted? Was there Lakshmana to aid him? Then would he fail to offer your life as a sacrifice to his sharp arrows, seeing that you have dared to lay violent hands on the wedded wife of that hero, the very life of his life, as it were? Are there any weapons, any astras, human, divine, or infernal, that he is not the master of? Verily, infinite and unfathomable is his might. But Sita's words of flame and piteous appeal fell upon the deaf ears of that sinful wretch, as if she spoke to roaring winds and waves. Her prayers would have convinced and melted a soul of adamant, yet they failed to touch the black heart of Ravana. Trembling with fear, Sita was in the grip of unspeakable woe at seeing that all her efforts to escape from his hands were fruitless. But Ravana heeded it not in the least and bore her on. Mangalam Koshlendraya Mahaniya Gunabde Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.